Hey everybody, this is George, Snack Attack, and I have with me here
Daniel James, Cashman, DJ Cashman, Dan.
And you're in for a treat today. We have
a very special musical episode.
Yeah, and that very special aspect is first, we have a guest, and secondly, you're hearing talking, which is a new addition to the blog altogether, so forgive any missteps and clumsiness, but here we go. So today's podcast is it's going to be Funk and Soul 45s, but primarily we're going to be moving sort of out of the 60s and into the 70s with some funkier selections. Actually, I think we even get a little late into the 70s here. So should be fun, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Can I try something?
Yeah.
No hiccups, all pickups. We got the platters that matter, making the dip in your hip, the glide in your stride, and the... I don't know. Okay, no,
sorry. It's still impressive. Thanks. So the first track today is one Dan selected.
Fuzzy Haskins, the song Not Yet, on Westbound. And if you don't know Fuzzy Haskins, he is a, I do believe, founding member of the Parliament Funkadelic Axis, singer, writer, and guitarist. And yeah, check it out. It's Not Yet. I mean, the song is called Not Yet.
Thank you. Believe I ate the whole thing.
But you did eat it, Ralph. You know good and darn well you ate it.
Look, boy Blue, go blow your horn.
You break your neck trying to blow your horn.
Charlie says he loves my good and plenty.
How's his finger looking good? His finger looking good.
Thank you. someone sitting down and just about to lay his dead all away. Notices there's something wrong and something going on inside LA. Yeah. He picks up on the eyes of someone walking, thinking nothing's true. No. He says something cosmic's going on while Ringo sings his song for only you. Oh yeah. The other three magicians realize a mystery tour is just a game. Yes, it is. While healing bruises, licking wounds, are trying to comprehend a shipwreck fame.
Yeah, all right. You just heard Something's Going On in L.A. by the band, I want to pronounce this right, either Jiva or Hiva. It's J-I-V-A, and they're a pretty interesting group, I guess. a little more on the, like, funk rock side than a lot of the other tracks we're going to be playing tonight, but I don't know. That song's got a real nice vibe to it. On the Dark Horse, Dark Horse label, which was a George Harrison related thing. Do you know more about that than I do? Because that's like all
his,
I know.
It's like his project label, you know. That was, you know, I think that was that biography that came out of him was Dark Horse. That's and before that was the Stylistics with Funky Weekend, and before that was the New Birth with Gotta Get a Nut, which I didn't know until just recently that the New Birth was kind of a studio creation, but the Nightlighters, who have some really great sides, were the backing band on that. We opened with the Fuzzy Haskins track. coming up next, we have an excellent number by Simtek and Wiley, who are an interesting couple of dudes. I had always confused Wiley with Richard Popcorn Wiley, who it is not, and Simtek Simmons. He has some kind of cool weird records out of Chicago, but this is a pretty straight funk freak out. It's not a freak out, actually. It's just like straight funk. It's great. So enjoy Simtek and Wiley. Do it like mama. Yeah!
Grandma did was coming back in style. guys, what's happening?
The moments, what it is, brother?
Hey, man, let's talk about what we know how to talk about best.
What is that?
Girl,
right on.
Girls, I like them fat, I like them tall. Some skinny, some small. I got to get to know them all.
Girls, love the things they know. Love the things they show. Got to be where they go. Sunshine in the hair, perfume everywhere, girls are everywhere.
I'd like to be on an island with five or six of them fine ones. In London, good looking, they're the ones that do the best cooking. Give me one with a lot of money, give me two with lots of honey. Give me three that do them freaky things, give me four that none of them like to swing. Girls, I love the things they know. I'd like to be a magician, then I could stop wishing. I'd take my magic wand and puff a happy fun. If the guys could see me, this way I was Houdini. Before they could count from one to three, I'd have 10 girls standing next to me.
Girls, I love the things they know. Love the things they show. Got to be where they go. Sweet girls, the sunshine in their hair, the perfume that they wear. Girls are everywhere.
Yeah. two drops. Spot a lady on a runaway horse. Ah-ha, that's a ride, of course. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go, Jim Danny. Go, Jim Danny. Jim Danny had a girl named Sue. Sue was feeling kind of blue. Jim Danny is the kind of guy never like to see a little girl cry.
A block of four songs that was wrapped up by Margie Hendrix with her super funky killer version of Jim Dandy. Margie Hendrix is a one-time Raylette and an amazing, amazing voice. Really love that record. Play that when they're DJing and always elicits a response. Maybe it's just me.
It's a force to be reckoned with, yeah. For sure.
And before that was Curly Moore's Shelley's Rubber Band.
Gotta have a rubber band song in there.
Yeah, gotta have a rubber band, you know, Captain Lil Bono style, somewhere on your face at all times.
Before that was Girls, Part 1, by The Moments and the Whatnots together. A song sampled to delightful effect by Diamond D on the Ultimate Force album, which I don't even... Oh, jeez. Was that album even released back in the day?
I think it was released later as a lost thing.
Yeah, so maybe it came out later, but you owe it to yourself to buy it as a reissue or a initial issue of a lost thing, because it is awesome. But yeah, that Girls is one of my favorite tracks of the era, and it's just...
so smooth.
It's almost like ghostly haunting, yeah. Or something, even if some of the lyrics are a little bit, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
It's like it has that weird mix of like ultra innocent then kind of like really bumming.
Yeah,
it's like an uncle, you know.
Yeah. I'm innocent uncle.
That's the bumming.
Yeah, okay, bumming uncle with a nice nephew.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we got next? Evolution by Roy Ayers. And this is a Roy Ayers track, so you know it is going to be smooth and awesome and silky and sensual.
Yeah. I'm like an uncle.
Evolution. We'll be right back. evolution, evolution, evolution.
nothing they can do for you but reap for what you bring.
A pretty awesome set that ended with a really fiery and kind of really heavy, actually, Lynn Collins song. I was trying to remember, there was a song I was listening to the other day, one of those James Brown records, and I was like, oh, I should DJ this. I guess this was like a month ago. And I was put it on, and I was like, it's incredibly slow, but like, if you can get your mind in that space, it's like, it feels like doom metal. Like, it's like so funky and so heavy and so slow. And that, I love that Lynn Collins record because it really does that. Like, it's not really a dance record, but if you could find that
it's
space,
powerful,
people can
in
dance
that way.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even like it's a dance world or something. It's like,
it's not a ballad though. But it's like, it's got some punch to it. Anyway, so that set ended up with the Lynn Collins "Take Me As I Am." Before that,
Sylvia Robinson with "Pillow Talk," a notorious and extremely important figure in the history of pop music as we know it.
Really can't understate that.
I love that record. She's got a really
she's got her hooks in you.
I oh man, you owe it to yourself to look up the album cover and back cover. She looks great.
Before that was the Incredible Bongo Band with a later single, "Okie Dokie," and we started off with the Roy Ayers "Evolution." Coming up next, we have our last block of tracks, starting off with the
Dexter Wansel "Solutions." It's great.
And actually, another appearance after that, you have another appearance by the Whatanauts, doing a cover of the Temptations' "Message from the Black Man," great little 45. And enjoy.
Here's the news.
Around the world, everything's crazy. Neutron bombs, starving babies. Get the children. No school.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. very difficult situation, and we all know it because we're the ones who created it. We're gonna have to be the ones to clean it up. We're gonna have to learn to live together and love each other.
Thank you.
There, your head's still on. Those last two tracks in particular are pretty fierce. Last thing you heard was Quincy Jones with his track Money Runner from the album, which Dan and I both just realized we hadn't seen. Is it?
I don't know. It's a dollar sign or money or I don't know.
Yeah, some. But great record by Quincy Jones. They're, you know, really, really up tempo. And same thing with the song before that, Flame in the Sons of Darkness with Solid Funk, a completely wild and like brutal few minutes of wah-wah and funk. That's on the P&P label, and the legendary label put out a lot of great stuff.
Mostly disco stuff.
So this is like earlier, and I have that other Henry Brooks at Miniskirts record. This is some really good stuff that time period. Found that one in that warehouse hall we got. It was in a cookie jar.
You ever see that show, The Adventures of Pete and Pete? That was Nickelodeon.
Pretty sure it's unrelated. I don't think. The weightlifting guy.
I don't know. I hate that. Yeah. Anyway, before that was Kool & the Gang. You've heard of them, I'm sure, with the song "Who's Gonna Carry the Weight" from the Live at the Sex Machine LP. I mean, we played the 45 because that's what George likes.
Those are the rules.
But it's an LP, Live at the Sex Machine. It's as you can imagine, hot and.
I actually forgot to tell you this, but I'm opening a music club for funk bands called The Sex Machine downtown. So
really?
I think people will not have mixed signals. I think they'll understand it's a place for progressive-leaning funk music.
That's cool, because I was just opening a pornography store downtown, and I was thinking of calling it...
Rock Club.
The Bucket of Blood Club. But...
okay.
Yep.
And the set started off with Dexter Wansel Solutions and the One and Odd's Message from Black Man. So
you're the only person I get to talk to Dexter talk about Dexter Wansel or Wansel too.
No one's
so
fact checking here. We don't know. Name. Anyways, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed these records, and I hope the experience of hearing at least my voice wasn't too grating, because I'm probably gonna try and do this some more. Definitely have Dan here to
I was just clearing my throat. I just knew I'd make you nervous.
Delete! Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time on a musical episode. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.